You say something.
I said something, yep.
What did you say, man? Well, you say something.
I'll tell you what I said.
What did you say?
I said.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
Rum and eggnog. Eggnog and rum. Where you from?
What he said, man. What he said from?
Rum and eggnog. Eggnog and rum. Where you from? Where you from?
Rum is for pirates. Eggs are from chickens. You put them together and they're straight out of Dickens. Rum and eggnog. Eggnog and rum. Where you from? The doody doo must be that.
Hop in
the sleigh, we're going for a ride.
D-U-I on the U-Tag.
Rum,
eggnog, eggnog,
rum.
Where are you from?
Just let me find my foot in here.
Hey,
gotta find
where are you
foot.
Going?
I just gotta find my foot in here.
Rum, eggnog.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm really happy to have guest host CJ Brabant here with us.
Howdy, everybody.
Hello. Can you hear yourself?
No, I can't.
You can't. Okay, hold on. Are you, is it, what does this say, number two there? Does it have a number?
This is mic number three.
Is that my, okay, then I'll turn on mic three. Can you hear yourself now?
Hello.
Okay, much better.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, okay. So this show here is traditionally a Canadian music show, and it goes from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. But this time, again, CJ, this is what, your third time?
This is my third time.
Yeah, co-hosting with me. So whenever I have a co-host, which is somewhat frequently, I just decide to not play necessarily Canadian music. So, but that was Canadian. So we just heard the band Sonic Avenues out of Montreal, sort of slash Toronto. And they're on Dirt Nap Records, which is really cool. And they are killer. That record is called Mistakes. It was released last year. And we heard the song Lost and Found.
Yeah, I dug it. That was,
good. I know, good way to start so a show. Good. Actually, a friend, you know, Punk Rock Johnny?
I think I do, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. He was telling me he saw Sonic Avenues 2 years ago at this big Dirt Nap festival in, did he say Seattle or Portland?
My guess would be Seattle.
But. Yeah. And that was 2 years ago, and he said they're really amazing. So, yeah, and of course, I have never seen them, so I would like to. But anyways, so what do we have here, CJ?
Well, we barely got into the studio, ladies and gentlemen. We almost got locked out. We ran into security and sweet-talked them into letting us in. So we are here, and we do get to play your music.
Because I'm a dummy, but we won't go into that.
Well, no, that's two. You got two dummies, and I think that equals one smart person.
Two negatives
probably.
Equal a positive.
Yeah, so Anita had this sitting in the back of her car. It's a... Jeffrey McCoy, his new 12-inch record, it's called Coffee, Tea, and Me. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty excited. It's out on La Tida Records, which is a Vancouver label. And I'm excited because I haven't actually heard anything from this record, and we're all going to be checking it out together. So I guess that's the next thing we're going to do. But yeah, we're going to have a good time, and it's almost the new year, so.
Yeah, so Jeffrey McCloy, most famous for, well, what bands would you say? I would say...
Ooh, Newtown Animals.
Yeah, probably most famous, but however, Fashionism...
Well, yeah, Fashionism
is now like pretty hot, and anybody who's maybe
they're all very good looking guys. Yes, they're really hot. They're, yeah. Like Fashionism is just incredibly hot.
They're
getting contracts as models.
Well, yeah.
You know,
and their music is killer.
Well, you know, it's pretty good.
Who's your favorite fashionism individual?
I'm biased. It would be
Robin.
It would no.
Well, oh, not
no,
Robin.
It would be Joshy.
Oh, well, Josh has very nice skin.
He's the guy I want to wake up to next to.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
In the morning, not Robin. I mean, sorry, Robin, but you know, he makes me feel good, and I love the jolts, and so
awesome.
It would have to be that guy.
Yeah. So speaking of fashionism, and we're talking about fashionism because we're talking about Jeffrey McCloy. So prior to that, to fashionism, he's been in an assortment of bands. He did tour with the Smugglers as their bass player. Of course, the Newtown Animals, and before that, what was his band called? They played Shindig, and I remember them, and they were called Degenerates. Oh, what were they called? Oh, Jesus.
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you get old.
Thank you.
Things.
It'll come to me once, you know, I'm not on air. I'll be like, because I've had many conversations about this band, and of course, but that's okay. But so let me not talk anymore, and so we can actually hear just Jeffrey.
We'll have time to talk.
How does that sound?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So CJ Brabant is our technical turntable
man.
I'm
running from a table.
He's running.
To,
no, he is. I could probably just hit play. Is it ready to go? I can just hit play.
Yeah, you could just do. That.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Here we go. Let's.
Okay. This is CITR, people. In case you're curious. CITR. Whoopsie daisy. I'm awful. I am like the worst. Hold on, turntable. Here we go. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Don't know what I want. Romance like a child. I have no answers for myself to make my life seem valid. I wonder, could there be a world that's made for me? One where I live happily.
For 30 years, there has been one voice in the local For over 30 years, there has been one... scene that has stood above the rest? And that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country. Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
I hate to break it to you, baby. You never knew when you met me that I would be your first mistake. Your first mistake. Give it to me now, baby. I just met your family. Your first mistake, your first mistake. I could tell you were a really good kid, only messed up by lightning. I could tell you were a good kid, but I'm your first mistake, your first mistake. Give it to me, baby. Never knew when you let me in that would be your first mistake, your first mistake. I hate to break it to you, baby. Your first mistake, your first mistake. I could tell you were a really good kid, only messed up by lying. I could tell you were a good kid, but I'm your first mistake, your first mistake, your first mistake, your first mistake.
All right, you're three. All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this here is...
Hey, everybody, my name's CJ.
Yeah, and do you want to tell us who that was there, CJ?
Oh, yeah, that was a band called Spring Breaks. They're from Vancouver. They're pretty damn incredible. They're made up of a couple of members that used to be in a band called What's Hot, if you've ever gotten to see them. They were also amazing. But that song you heard is from a new cassette that they just released. I believe the cassette's called Wimp, and
yes.
It's available through, my favorite of the day, I guess, Shake Records. So, if you get a chance to see them, they're just great. And their singer, Valerie, she has such a beautiful voice, and I never really get tired of hearing her sing. So,
yeah.
It's a feel-good song. It's
Phil and Ronnie, that's what it's called.
Yeah, it feels like going for a walk, at Aww. Night or something, and getting ice cream,
It's
got a
I
nice
like
feel to it.
Yeah. And before that, from another local band, we heard the song First Mistake from Shitty Neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Band that doesn't exist anymore, but... doesn't matter. I'm still going to play their music because they were great. Rock and roll band from Vancouver. If you end up on Hastings Street and feel like getting a hot dog, the guitar player Matt Snakes and his wife Jenna run a hot dog shop. And it's not just a hot dog shop, actually. They do some pretty cool stuff. You can get a great hot dog and a beer and watch a B movie on a Tuesday night for Tape Jam. It's just a great place to hang out. So they're not making rock and roll right now. They're making hot dogs. But you know what? That's all right. It's equally as good.
And for the longest time, all they had on the menu was hot dogs. Now they actually have wings.
Ooh, they've got
wings. Like Wednesday night is wings night. And also burgers. Their burgers are quite cheap and good. And also, apparently, salads will be making an appearance. I love salads, and I keep bugging Matt about putting salads on his menu. So he used to totally tell me to stick the salads in a
bad
place.
I can't imagine, rock and roller in the back, making salads all day.
Salads are totally rock and roll, got to say.
It might feel out of place. It depends.
He's going to do it.
I think he could rock and roll it up. It's possible. Make a whiskey dressing or something.
Whatever. Yeah, I think salads are pretty punk ass, but whatever. All right. That's just me, though. That was Shitty Neighbors. Who else is in that band? So Jenna, also Shane Grass, you were telling me, was in that band.
Shane Grass, I thought he occasionally played bass in that band. And he's kind of an all-star in Vancouver. He's in Nervous Talk. I'm sure I'll play a track from in a bit, and The Remorse and Durban Poison out of Victoria, and the list just kind of keeps going. So I'm sure you've probably seen this guy.
He's a bass player that just keeps giving.
Yeah, he keeps giving, and I'm sure he'll probably end up in your dreams because I'm sure you've seen him before.
Oh God. Okay. On that note, let's. Speaking of bands that just keep giving, Fist City.
Yeah, I just found this record in the studio, and you told me they're from Calgary.
They are.
I just remember them from playing Sled Island 2 years back. And that record that I found in the studio was actually put out by the people at Sled Island. So, the track was called Losers Never Die.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, it's pretty laid back for Fist City. I remember them being a bit more edgy. But nonetheless, I think they're great. I'd like to hear more of them. So so that's why I kind of picked that one out and threw it on the table.
That's such a dirty name, too, Fist City.
It's, it is. I never really thought of it that
way. I don't know. Maybe that's just where my mind is.
Right. It's Christmas break, ladies and gentlemen.
It's 6:57, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and of course, CJ is with me.
Yep.
And we are going to move on and hear some more music. Now, so far, all the bands we have played are Canadian. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think we're 100% today.
Mm-hmm, because this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is only on every second week. So, from 6:30 until 8 is all Canadian. But whenever I have, a guest host, I always open it up. So we'll probably hear some non-Canadian music songs eventually at some point.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm on such a roll here. I'm going to continue with the Canadian music. So now we're going to hear something from a band who played on my show last month, and that's Inherent Vices. Three local guys who are, I like to call them moody punk rock.
Ooh, I like that.
Moody. They're awesome. And so they have a new song, actually, that's incredibly new. This song is... so new, it's actually a Christmas song, and it's called Pagan Christmas. Yeah, it's actually really good. And the lead singer of this band would be Christopher Burnside. Yep. And Jeremiah is on bass, and Evan Brewer is the drummer. So if you're if you like negative lyrics about Christmas, which I do, because I'm not a Chris, I've totally lost my religion in the past couple of years, and so I'm enjoying everything sort of satanic lately.
But then again, I love Christmas.
But
good about you.
Good for you. You're a happy your happy little girlfriend, and you know you're all cozied
Christmas
up.
Christmas is
and,
nice.
I, on the other hand, have gone through a big, giant, breakup of a marriage. I lost my religion.
That's why, boys and girls, you just get cats. You don't get kids. You get cats. And that's how you do it.
And my point is, but here's the other thought. Check this. What do you think of this idea? So I'm into satanic imagery, and I'm into, all this. No, I am. I'm into all kinds of, dark, really dark things. My point, though, being is I should not be, because here's the deal. If I stop believing in God, there's no devil. So work with me. So if there's no God, there's no devil. Henceforth, if you don't believe in God, you're giving no kind of credence to the devil. And therefore, rock and roll with all the devilish.
You can push ahead, right? That makes sense. You just kind of discard both sides and move forward. A lot of people do that. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I just like to live every day and have a great time and treat people well and that's about
not
it.
To say I do devil worshiping. I don't belong to some sort of changed. No, I'm just saying I'm just now rethinking my attitude toward dark imagery and stuff, because it's kind of
right.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, everybody's into different stuff. I like to sit around and watch documentaries all day, but,
I don't watch documentaries on Beelzebub or anything. I'm not trying to tell you.
Dear goodness. These topics fit rock and roll, right?
I'm fascinated. Exactly.
Yes, they all fit.
I am fascinated with that idea. And henceforth, this leads into the song Pagan Christmas, which is not about devil worship at all.
Right. I knew there was a segue. Excellent. Now it's all making sense. Okay. Now I won't sweat as much. Okay. Good.
Why are you nervous? Are you
I'm always
working
nervous.
For God? Are you are you a Bible banger that I don't know about?
Hey, shush. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, my God.
CITR.
What have I walked into here? Okay.
1.9.
This is Inherent Vices, yes, on CITR.
Yuck.
Sad at Christmas, I miss my dad.
a show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage,
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether, dreaming of tubes amongst spheres that have not yet been you. Pressed 1, you are tripping balls.
Relax, you're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Talk to me, no, don't talk to me, no, don't.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that, of course, was the Dead Boys from the record Young, Loud, and Snotty, one of my favorite songs of all time, All This and More, Little Girl.
It's a classic,
it
classic
is.
Album.
It is.
I remember, you know, being in, 16 and hanging out in a dirty basement with a bunch of other punk rock kids, like... I don't know what kind of trouble we would get into, but it, you know, it'd have to do with like spray painting things, or, you know, because we didn't want to sit around and play video games, so we'd play like, you know, Dead Boys or, you know, DI or different stuff like that, and just run around and be idiots. And I'm glad we didn't cause too much trouble, but whenever I hear, you know, like the Dead Boys, it's like juvenile punk rock, and
it takes
it.
You back.
It's great, yeah.
Yes, it does. The Dead Boys, now of course, out of Cleveland, right?
Yes.
You being a Wisconsin boy.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us where you're from exactly? I know, but let's...
Well, I'm originally from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh.
Which you probably have never heard of Kenosha, but what you may have heard of is American Motors Cars, AMC.
Oh, yes, of course.
They made some really classy cars like the Javelin and the Pacer and the Gremlin and a lot of great cars that you might remember. Anyways, they were all made across the street from where I was born. And so I lived across the street from a factory, and which was great. And then I ended up in Milwaukee to go to school, and you know, ended up being a sub shop manager, and realizing that this wasn't gonna work. So I ended up in Canada and never left. So
here's my question. Okay, so Kenosha, how far is that from Milwaukee?
Basically, a good way to think of it is Kenosha is basically right in the middle of. Between Chicago and Chicago to our south and Milwaukee to our north.
So not very far from either city, really.
No, I'd spend a lot of time in both, and you know, going to places like the Metro in Chicago and seeing, you know, everybody from Sonic Youth to Dinosaur Jr. to Mike Watt, to, like, you know, all these you know, this cool stuff in the 90s. You know, and same with Milwaukee. So it was nice. It's a nice city to be in because you could jump in a car and head down to Chicago, or you could jump in a car and head up to Milwaukee, no problem. And so I mean, growing up in Kenosha was kind of nice. And we also had a, you know, huge Italian community, and like going to church festivals in the summer, I know, was really, you know, a big thing that we did. And we also had a lot of bars and a lot of churches. And I think it's kind of funny and a bit ironic that we had the highest number of bars and also the highest number of churches in all of Wisconsin. It kind of equals out in a way.
Isn't that interesting? So kind equal church versus
bar right.
Like ratio.
Yeah, they were equal.
So one to one.
That's right.
Yeah, very nice.
A very, very interesting thing. But anyways, yeah, that's Milwaukee. And I don't know what I had treated you to before that, but I think it was Gigi Allen. And
yeah, okay, so we had Dead Boys, and then in there before that we heard Nervous Talk, Local Guys, with the song Flush My Phone off their self-titled record put out on none other than Hosehead Records. Yes, of course. Local Guys, led by Joel, and not just Joel. There was another singer. Let's not always think about Joel when we talk about Nervous Talk.
In fact, you know,
I think his name is Todd. Is it Todd?
It is Todd, yeah. And we heard from Todd's other band just a second ago.
Oh, we did?
The Beelines, of course.
Oh, of course, because he's the bass player in the Beelines.
You know it.
Yeah, well, we will be hearing from the Beelines, I think, next, right? They're coming up next?
Oh, yeah, they're coming up next. See, my brain's already
ahead of you guys. So we got Dead Boys and then Nervous Talk, and then before that we heard Gigi Allen.
Yeah, I had to do it. I had to do it, guys.
That's cool.
Hey, look, he's got a singing voice.
Yeah,
we
heard the song Don't Talk to Me off the record Always Was and Always Will Be.
It's a compilation of his early stuff with the Jabbers.
And Always Shall Be.
Yeah, New Jersey and or New Hampshire. I take that back. But really good pop punk. I mean, very early and quite good. So, yeah, that's why we listen to it.
And, hey, let's not forget about The Repossessors.
Oh, yes. The record that skipped a bit. But, you know, that's what happens when you put a very thin piece of plastic on the record player. Sometimes you have to put that needle weight really heavy just to make sure that doesn't skip. But that was off a really thin, you know, piece of plastic. It's our The Repossessors, my band that I just killed recently.
Yeah.
We're buried and dead, and I think we've had our funeral a couple weeks ago. But the Flexi's brand new. It just came out, and it's got a really very relevant band on the other side of it, the Jolts. And you'll be hearing more of them in the future. And this, I think they're opening for Sonny Vincent coming up.
Oh, that's right.
February and March, so that is definitely going to be an exciting gig to get to. And anyways, you speaking of that record, yeah, it's a Flexi record we just put out with the Jolts. It was put out on Not Your Buddy Records out of Abbotsford, but they're, you know, pretty local as well to Vancouver. And I don't know if anybody's listening, but I have a lot of copies of this record. And if you would like to give CITR a call, anybody that calls the station, and I might just be setting myself up for crying when I go
home. But
I'm
looking for the phone.
But if anybody calls the station, I will give you a copy of the record.
That's awesome, but where's the phone?
We don't know where the phone is.
I don't know where the phone is.
So guess what? You might not get a record.
Where's the phone?
Because the phone will just ring and we won't know where it is.
You can just call CJ's, like, cell phone.
You could.
No, do you?
I can't give my phone number off the air, but...
What the hell?
Because I'd have, you know, all these people calling me and...
Hey, you can Facebook us.
Yeah, you can Facebook us.
If you know CJ Brabant or myself, Janie Honey, also known as Anita B., tell us if you're listening and if you want... There we go. That's a good way to do it.
If you want a record, I will
If you want the split Flexi, even cooler, 7-inch with the Repossessors / the Jolts, let us know.
Get in touch and I will get you one.
Hey, I heard a funny little...
The window closes, though, by the time the show's over. So.
Yeah, you got to hear it. Shannon. Shannon tagged you in a post. Maybe Shannon.
Oh, Shannon. Okay.
Maybe Shannon wants it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Anyways, we should get back to music pretty soon, but I'm pretty excited.
We're going to talk.
Oh, you like to talk. I like to talk, too.
Whatever. I do. I you can never shut me up, actually. He knows.
I'm usually that guy. But,
okay. So what do we got here?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do know.
Nervous laughter?
No, not nervous laughter. Well,
I'm not
going to
hear that song.
Laughter,
but I'm the queen of nervous laughter.
No, it's not nervous laughter. It's opening band.
No, I know, but they have the song.
I know.
The first track off the Beelines record opening band is called Nervous Laughter.
I love our chemistry. This is
great. I just love it because I'm such a I'm a nerd.
Okay, yeah. So, of course, I wanted to play some Beelines.
Okay. Who doesn't want to, the Beelines are the best.
They, you know, they're just caffeinated jerks. And, I mean, not in real life. They're really very nice guys. But music-wise, yeah, they're just caffeinated jerks that really just want to cause trouble. And they don't really care about anything. And I like that. And it really shows in the attitude of the music. And it's just incredibly good garage punk. And
they're so good.
I myself am sad to see them go. Really sad, but it doesn't matter. So yeah, that's the first thing we're gonna hear.
So 2015, yeah, sadly 2015, the year that some influential bands have died, such as the Repossessors and
the Beelines.
What other bands have died in 2015?
Motorhead.
Well, he physically died. Sorry.
Yeah.
What
you mean
bands broke up?
Bands? I don't know.
I don't know, but just okay. There we go. So we've got a few. You can see how well we planned our show here.
Right.
Do you have a song that we're going
to
be hearing?
Yeah, I wanted to hear the kind of the title cut opening band from the opening band.
Okay, this is the Beelines. This is Ryan. You've got Scotty. I'm quite fond of Scotty. He's like the nicest guy ever. Todd, bass player, and the drummer who would be Ryan's brother.
Ryan's brother, but he's got a nice collection of 80s t-shirts, and he also has nice hair. Which is good. I mean, if you're going to be a rock and roll drummer, you need good hair and a good collection of
80s
t-shirts.
What's his name again? Bruce. I think it's Bruce.
I think you're right.
I believe it's Bruce.
We're going to go with Bruce.
That's who the Beelines are.
Well, yeah. I owe you a record.
And we're going to hear the title track from this record, Opening Band. And we got it all good? We're all good. Turntable too. And the station, of course, here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I'm Anita B., and this is CJ, and this is, of course, the Beelines.
We're just a bunch here. Can we play your drums? I mean, it's fast to again. I'm not gasless. I got flex my cum. And I'm ready for work. Yeah. We're the opening band. We're the Marivas.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
All right, yes, Overeaters Anonymous. That's a real thing. I used to be an overeater. You know, I did. as I'm laughing over here to CJ.
I believe it.
Yeah, and I got fat. That's a result of overeating, actually.
Have you seen? No, okay, never mind.
What?
No, I'm just...
No, I had a fat phase in my life. I've actually had a few, and there's nothing wrong with being fat. Maybe, and I'm owning the word, not in a bad way. I'm not saying anything negative, but I was bigger framed. No, the frame was the same. I was bigger fatted. That makes sense.
No, I only had that problem when I was like 2 years old. Okay. I turned into one of those like bloated babies, right?
Aww.
Wouldn't poop for like 2 weeks.
Oh,
so
God.
It wasn't a pretty picture, but. Once I learned how to do that, then I was okay.
Really?
And, I've been all right since then.
Like a real medical condition?
Yeah, no, that's serious business. Yeah, you can't.
Sorry
you
know, to hear. Do you have any recollection?
It's kind of funny now. No, I mean, I was
well,
like
good.
Two, right?
Yeah, so, well, you know, that's good.
I think my first recollection was my uncle dropped me on my head when I was 4. I think that was about it.
Really?
Yeah, that's a true story.
And that's why you are the way you are now? Is that what happened?
No, you could have jostled my brain around, but that's all right.
I shouldn't talk. I had myself a like skull injury that included
right.
the jostling of the brain.
Well, did you have a grandfather that would drive around in a car with his doors like half open? I remember like going around a corner in his car and I fell out. Of his car.
Oh my God, are you for real?
And yeah, I was in the middle of an intersection and I think it was like 5 years old or something.
Oh my God, that's
it was
awesome.
Pretty insane. So I don't know. I mean, who knows? Weird things happen to people.
Yes, no, for sure.
I guess all those experiences make up the person you have today.
Uh huh. All right. So who did we hear? That was the.
That was funny because that was the Riverdales from Chicago, but. Who that really sounded like was Screeching Weasel, like remarkably. And that's probably because three members of Screeching Weasel were in the Riverdales.
Yeah, that's not that far.
But, you know, I mean, they're originally together to kind of carry the torch of the Ramones. And it's funny, in that track, I don't really hear it, but yeah. So,
yeah.
But we're both fans, right?
No, exactly. Yeah. I love the Riverdales. Now, tell us about the
record that we played.
Yeah.
The record we played was actually a test pressing sent to the band, I think, around 1994. And, you know, there's only test pressing is basically a record that when the record plant manufactures your record, they will send you kind of a. You know, just a copy of it that doesn't have a label on it. It's just kind of a blank record that you're supposed to listen to and say, hey, it sounds good or it doesn't sound good or fix this or don't fix this. And not many of these kind of things get out.
They're, yeah.
It's pretty cool to have. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's kind of cheesy and kind of cool to listen
it's
to
not
the
cheesy.
Test pressing.
How would that be cheesy?
I don't know.
It's the raddest thing ever.
It's a nerdy thing, right?
It's,
like,
no.
To be into records. But anyways, it was cool, and so that's why I played it. And
well, how did you get your hands on this test pressing?
eBay. It's the only way you get your hands
and
on
it. And can I ask how much it was?
It was cheap. It was probably like 10 bucks.
What?
But
that's
I remember
crazy.
I remember our friend Shane Sharp, I think he bought a copy of Wiggle. By Screeching Weasel, and it was a test pressing, and that's an album that actually got me through high school, so it's a pretty big deal. But you know, I had him bring over that test pressing, and I said, you know, how much did you pay for this? And he's like, oh, I paid $150 about
what?
10 years ago. And I go, okay, what is it worth now? And he's like, oh, it's priceless. I'll never sell it. And I'm like,
oh my
oh,
God.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's I don't know, it's really cool when you run into something like that, because there's only a couple of them, and especially when it's like a really monumental record, it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome to hear, right?
That was good. So that was the Riverdales, who are no longer around.
No, they're no longer around. No.
And but of course, Screeching Weasel is still doing their kind of thing by touring around and offending people, right?
Kind of, yeah. If you guys want to go see Ben Weasel with a gray beard, look like an old man,
yeah.
Dance around with a bunch of kids, go for it.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, that's just my personal opinion.
No, fair enough. We all
go
have
for
them.
It.
But, no, he's got so many opinions. That...
It's not my thing, yeah. Really. I'd rather sit at home and play video games with friends or something,
cool.
You know.
Yeah.
Know. Or do grade three planning.
And they did. Ahead. They just played Vancouver like in June.
They did.
Yes, yeah. They did. Was it the Commodore? I think it was
the Commodore. Yeah. I wasn't there.
Were you there?
Of course not.
I was not there. I was at the place next door, the Bottle Rocket, or the Bottle Cap, or the whatever. The place that's next door.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah,
the Bottle Tipper. No, I don't even know. The venue.
I'm going to open a place called the Bottle Tipper. Up. Maybe that's a rad name.
I'm thinking of like Teenage Bottle Rocket. I don't know why. I'm like confused. Anyways, I was at the bar that was right next door to the Commodore. And the point of my story, there's a good story here.
There
and it's that everybody started slowly filtering in. And actually, we've had a conversation about Joshy.
Yes.
Lovely Joshy from the Jolts. And he was DJing that night. It was a really fun night. Anyways, so people come filtering in slowly but surely before the Screeching Weasel show is over. And, like, there's looks on their faces of either pure disgust or big smiles. A lot of disgusted people walked out because Ben Weasel was going on his stupid rants about...
Well, it's like, you know...
This and that.
You know, I mean... The guy doesn't learn a lesson, right?
So, no.
Like, I don't know.
Now, apparently, according to the hardcore fans, they're all like, this is what he does, and this is his deal, and ha, ha, ha. There's like, I don't understand why anybody would be, like, you know, offended, etc. But regardless, I still think the whole thing's stupid.
I do, too. And bring it down to, like, a human level, yeah. Right? Nobody appreciates you being a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know. If I go get a coffee, I want the person to be nice. If I go out and meet somebody, I want them to be nice. And, you know, we all like rock and roll, but, you know, screw attitudes, man. It's not necessary.
Right? Yeah. So there you go. So in my opinion as well, no matter how you slice it, that just sounds kind of stupid. Okay, so that was Riverdale's.
Well, there you go.
Before that, we heard the Buzzcocks, their sort of hit song, What Do I Get, from Singles Going Steady. Now, what year was that? Like 78, I'm guessing?
Gosh, no, it was 77.
Oh, I was close.
2 years before my birth.
Okay.
2 years, yeah.
So yeah, this is pre-CJ time.
Pre-CJ, I was not thought of yet.
Yeah. No. Very good. That is, so, yeah, maybe your parents were listening to this record while you were.
No, they were like,
what do I get? Oh.
No, they were listening to Wings. They weren't that cool.
They were listening to Wings?
Yeah, they weren't that cool. Like Wings and Bob Seger. Right?
Is that why you didn't end up so cool either?
Shush. She's on to something.
All right, before that, we hear Generation X from their self-titled record. Ready, Steady, Go. Now, I think that song, that record was released in 78.
That's a great song, and it's cool. Isn't it? It's cool, so to hear it. It's cool to hear it again.
Yeah.
I mean, it just
Billy released. Idol.
Well, I don't know about Billy,
but it was.
But
it was Billy Idol.
Still some cool stuff.
And then we heard the Drags in there before that as well.
Yeah, New Mexico. I don't know what they're up to now. Probably programming computers. But yeah, really, really great stuff. And definitely inspired this guy in the Repossessors.
Yeah, so, now, yeah, of course,
why I played him.
The song is a cover, Communication Breakdown, of Led Zeppelin.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that. Well,
but maybe somebody didn't hear us playing it, so we have to go back.
Right.
Or maybe we have a 7-year-old in the audience who's like, hey, that's a really cool song.
See, this is why she's a better DJ.
Well, we have to say, of course, that was a Led Zeppelin song off of their record, Set Right, Fit to Blow Clean.
Up? Yep.
I don't think my little window on the computer had that.
Had clean. The up, but there you go.
Up. You're right. Oh, is that very nice? This is why I need to have you here all the time.
Okay.
Yes.
I like this. Good chemistry.
Yeah. 7:49, my friend. 7:40. So that means 11 more minutes of CJ and me.
Oh, man. What are you guys going to do?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But I know that it's already the... Wow. Tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
What are you doing for New Year's Eve?
I'm going to celebrate with a band that we heard tonight.
Who?
Spring Breaks.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You were telling me that.
Yeah.
And is this like a show to the public? No.
No.
It's like a private show. Unfortunately,
it's kind of, you know, we don't want to go out and spend tons of money and be stupid. So we decided to be stupid and stay in and play music, you know, and do our thing. So that's what we're going to do. But yeah, what are you doing for New Year's, Anita?
I think I'm going to a party. Well, there's two party potential parties.
Yeah.
So definitely a party at the one girl's house. And if not there, a party at the other girl's house.
Right on.
There you
well,
go.
Well, I think I'm going to wrap. Like, I'm only going to play one more song tonight.
Okay.
And then I'm going to leave it to you. But
oh. I'll leave with 5 minutes. Thank you.
Hey, there's only 10 minutes. You're getting half.
We're good.
Okay. And this is a short song, actually. But this was recorded in a tiny, tiny bar.
What do we have?
In Milwaukee. A really tiny bar that was called the Circle A. It still exists once in a while. And if you think about what a circle A is, that makes sense. But
anyways, what's a circle A? I don't even know what that is.
It's like if you put A in a circle.
Oh, like anarchy. I was thinking of something like sexual.
No, no.
Like a circle jerk, but never mind.
So
that's where my mind goes.
Long story short, if an old friend of mine, Warwick, he decided to buy this tiny corner store bar that hadn't been open since 1979. And we all thought he would renovate it and make it beautiful. And he didn't. He just actually opened it. Like, it still had the same facade of 79, and it was really, really neat. But he would have all of these, like, you know, great punk bands come in and play in this tiny, tiny room. And the sound was horrible, and there was, you know, nowhere to go, and it was just awful. But at the same time, it was great. And there was a record.
At the Circle A.
Yeah, at the Circle A. And this record that I'm going to play, or this song from this record, was recorded by one of my favorite bands from Milwaukee called The Mistreaters. And I've been on the show before, and I've played them before.
I remember that. The Mistreaters, yeah.
Just phenomenally good. But it's low quality, but just the energy and the rock and roll is there. So,
and this is who we have right now, Mistreaters.
The Mistreaters, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the song, do you know? It doesn't matter. We're just going to hear The Mistreaters. Well, and then
I can tell you later. But,
okay, cool.
But yeah,
okay, so are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
What do we have here? Turntable one?
We're on turntable one.
This is like high quality college radio for you folks. Actually, it is. It's pretty good for college radio. All right. So this is The Mistreaters. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita B. And this is CJ Brabant. And I will be back in 2 more weeks. And I don't know if we're going to say goodbye because it's 7:52. We're down here at 8. So I think that's it, CJ. Is that it?
Oh, dear. I guess that's it.
That's it. All right. All right, folks. So happy 2016, I guess. I don't want to think about it. It just makes me like so stupidly old. I'd like to go back. I'd like it to be 2004. That's a good year. Okay. This is The Mistreaters. And I guess that's it for us on CITR 101.9.
Good night.
FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
To the facts, I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. Can't sleep 'cause my bed's on fire. Don't touch me, I'm a real live wire. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Psycho.